This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's my religion, and you're all just living in it.
Okay, Lisa. Okay. We might be on fresh powder, but when I'm snowmobiling, you're going to be left in the dust.
Okay.
That was bad. I couldn't think of anything. They go snowmobiling on this one. And I decided I want to make the title about hot tubs, so I had to do it about snowmobiling. What's a good one about hot tubbing? Hot tubbing. Anyway, I'm Tyler.
I'm Travis.
This is Privileged Wing,
a podcast where we talk about hot tubs and hot tubbing.
A podcast where we talk about hot tubbing and snowmobiling, which I also don't think either are verbs.
What?
Hot tubbing?
Yeah.
Okay, this week we are on episode 8 of season 1. If you're somehow just catching up, we are recapping all of season 1 right now.
Yeah.
And again, I think we're on a little bit of a slump, episode-wise. I kind of feel like this episode, the last one, and the one before could have all been one episode.
The first watch score, pretty high. The rewatch score, mid to low.
I wouldn't say that for the whole season. It's just like some episodes are a little more boring.
Yeah.
As a season overall, it's still good. But it's just like, I think kind of now we're used to something happening almost every episode with these ladies. And it's not happening right now in this time period. But next week we are getting the Jen throwing the glass on the ground, so. Things are to start picking up again.
Maybe that.
Okay, do we have anything else? Oh, we watched... Okay, so we obviously finished Traitors. We talked about that last week. But we watched all of Traitors Australia. Which
season
has
one.
Nothing to do with Bravo anymore at this point.
No.
But it's the only season on Peacock. I don't know if there are multiple.
Oh.
But it's the only one on Peacock. So it might be the only one in general.
Oh.
In Australia.
Aw.
But it was really good.
Honestly, it was really good.
More drama, and I think a way better ending than Traitors US.
I agree. Because the thing that was really different was that outside of the fact that there were not that many celebrities, there were some well-known people, I suppose, in like a less like TV sense, but which I was a little concerned they wouldn't have the personalities to carry the show, but they did.
Yeah.
And what was nice was that in the US one, it always felt like they were piling on one person, right or wrong. And there might be another name in the mix. But sometimes on the Australia one, it was like so many people. Like people were just like going
like
all different directions. Yeah. So, and sometimes not. Sometimes they coordinated and planned. But it was just nice that it wasn't always like the same. We picked this person, right or wrong, we're going after them. Yeah. Where it was like people were really trying to...
And people cared about the money too more. I'd say like they care more in the challenges.
Yeah.
About getting money.
Yeah.
Whereas like Phaedra's not gonna
She's got like, enough money.
Be she covered doesn't... in maggots for $10,000.
Right. Not that they do that.
They did do that in Traitors.
The maggots?
Yes.
Oh, the US one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Australia.
No, the Australia one was a little less fear factory, I would say.
Yeah.
The US one, I feel like they were like, let's just make these like rich celebrities do weird things, like touch rats.
Yeah.
But that was really good. we finished the Beverly Hills reunion with Kathy. What do you think about Kathy coming back?
To the show or to the reunion?
There's a potential about the show, but I meant on the reunion.
I don't know why I said that, because I'm fine with both.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting move if Kyle stays on there, because it always, the show seems to create strife between her and her sisters, but...
True. I just feel like maybe with the whole Mauricio thing in the past, seemingly,
yeah,
maybe they'll have a better dynamic.
Yeah.
Would love to see Kathy, Kim, and Kyle in one episode. That'd be cool.
That would be cool, yeah.
I also feel like I just like love how oblivious she is to being so like cold-hearted on TV. Like when Sutton's literally fainting and she's like talking like with Erica.
It was funny at first Christmas. When she said about her, like, she was like, it's menopause, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly. Point, honey. She was like, she's probably having a hot flash.
And I mean, I understand some of the like inclinations that she wanted to get out of Dodge, because when Kathy came out, she did look a little startled, a little shooketh. True. However,
but they had already mentioned her name earlier, too, and everything.
Yeah, whomst ever. I don't think you can,
you can't
fake. I mean, maybe money, maybe like, money can buy you a way to do this. But I don't think you can just fake, like, yeah, high blood pressure and all that stuff.
And,
I mean, a medic came out and checked her. So if they hadn't done that, if he was like, well, you seem fine, and she insisted on being not fine, then that's one thing. But
yeah.
So then it was kind of like, okay, well, don't. I mean, she's obviously. I was. Okay. I don't know how I feel about the Garcelle thing leaving, because on the one hand, yes, you don't want to let your friend go to the hospital alone.
No,
but at the same time, it was the middle of a reunion. You have a job to do. She is grown, and it's not like life threatening. Oh, well, maybe she thought it was, but you weren't going. She wasn't going in an ambulance. She went in a SUV.
That's true.
So it's like, okay, I'll come see you after the reunion. So I don't think Garcelle should have left.
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
But it was also the end of it.
All my friends were on a TV show, and I faint in the middle of a reunion, I would hope one of them would come with me. Like, if they were my actual friends, which it does feel like Garcelle and Sutton are actual friends.
Yeah. That's one thing. I don't know how I feel about it. I respect it to some degree, and I think it was nice, but then I was kind of like, well,
I think they'd kind of already held Garcelle over the fire of everything that had happened. So it's not like she and Kathy had beef, I don't think.
Yeah, the only thing I don't know that they addressed was if Kyle's feeling about Garcelle also digging into her personal like stuff.
But I feel, yeah, I don't know. They didn't really, they kind of focus on the Kyle.
I also don't care.
Morgan stuff. It's not really Mauricio anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly, I don't know. People are talking. I don't think this is real, but they're kind of like, what if MJ was on Beverly Hills? And I'm like, I don't think they would do that, but we do need something to shake it up, because it used to be that these girls had fun. And then now it's like if I'm going down the list, let's see, we have Anna Marie, who I don't think is even remotely coming back. So we have Dorit, who is kind of like, does her own thing and sometimes says condescending things. Mm-hmm. Then we have Erica, who does have fun, but in kind of like an I'm better than you kind of way. Then we have like,
I don't know.
Actually lets loose that much.
Yeah. I think it's just, she's had like, oh yeah, she didn't really before either. Well, yeah, I think she lets loose when she's on stage. Maybe okay, that's part of her shtick.
But I mean, like, when we're, like, in a group
setting. Well, the last time she let... Well, she's going through a hard time. I was going to say the last time she let loose, she cursed at somebody else's child.
True.
Maybe she doesn't need to do that.
When I mean let loose, I mean, like, just kind of, like, get the stick out of your ass. Mm. And I feel that way with Dorit, too. And then now Kyle, like...
I think I've never thought of Erica having a stick up her ass. But that's interesting.
She literally is always, like, so, like...
like so snooty.
Even like if she's drinking, she's just like, you're like laughing. She's like, just feels like she, I don't know.
We have two different, very different beats on that.
I think Kyle is still fun, even though like drinking aside, I'm not talking about that. I just mean like in a general sense, there's fun with
she Kyle. Is very free to laugh, which is good.
So then we have the other side, and we have Sutton, who also has a stick up her ass and is also kind of like weird, but in like a churchy way.
Kooky.
And then we have like Garcelle, who I think is kind of like guarded. And then we have Crystal, who just doesn't fit in with anything. So I just feel like we need something to come in here and shake it up and make the like show fun. And right now that is Kyle and her dinner parties. Like the best part of this season was that dinner party with Denise.
Yeah.
With that weird ass dinner party. Mm-hmm. Like that's when Beverly Hills is, when Beverly Hills has been the best. It's when like, I know she's controversial right now, but like when Brandy was there, LVP and Kyle had like a really good relationship. And then like Camille, and then them just like going and dancing and or like at a dinner and they're actually like
having fun,
enjoying each other's company. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen that on the show. Like it's too divided. And we have a, it's like we're in LA and so many people here like to have fun. And yet we picked these, all these people with sticks up their asses.
Well, so, we didn't pick them.
No, we didn't pick them, but we ended up here. So I kind of want to shake up. I kind of would be okay with
it. I would love MJ being on the show personally because I love Shots of Sunset. But I also have a hard time seeing that. Like, she is very, very different.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But, but what if we brought in, like, an MJ and then, like, someone similar to, like, a Brandy and a Camille? Not saying that they would come back. But I just mean, like, people with similar vibes. Kept Kyle. Maybe kept Erica. And then the rest can go. I'm just like over it being like, I don't know, these women who like don't actually want, like have anything interesting going on or showing us interesting things, except that they have a lot of money. But if you're spending that money on showing us, taking us to a horse ranch four times this season, I don't want to see it anymore. It's so boring. Okay. Well, I guess I just got all my thoughts out on that.
There you go.
So we watched Potomac too. It was a little bit like not too much happened. I did think of the, we go from like this leggings brand to now all of a sudden like hooded lined capes. So like we never can, you can never really trust a housewife to just have like a brand be normal, which I like. I appreciate.
I was like,
and it does seem like we're going to get that fight that they hadn't teased yet all season that was like just shot on someone's phone.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna show the footage though. I think because they talked about the fight on Watch What Happens Live already. So I don't think they're gonna,
yeah, I guess show it. I mean technically they don't own the footage, so
mm-hmm. So I think they're just gonna
rights to it or whatever.
Yeah, or if they didn't want to, or maybe they don't want to show the violence or whatever. I don't know, because you can just see it online.
Yeah, I also like rewatched it and I thought one of them was Giselle, but it wasn't.
The one in green, mm-hmm. is Ashley's. I think I looked at somebody. I think it's one of Ashley's other friends.
Yeah. So it doesn't really seem like it involves that many players that are like
main. But did you characters. See Candace had a bottle in her hand?
Oh, I saw. She went over and grabbed the bottle like it was going to be a baseball bat.
Yeah, I was like, well.
I think she was just kind of like, I'm going to protect myself.
Yeah.
Someone comes at me, I have a weapon.
Yeah.
But you know,
but apparently,
like, you know, with the butter knife.
Apparently, Deborah threw a drink on somebody.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, started
on
the...
On Kiarna, I think.
No, it was somebody else, but she was in the way. She was in the middle.
Oh, okay.
That was enough.
So, but it is Deborah and Kiarna that go at it. Mm-hmm. Interesting. But, I mean, they did... On the end of this one, it said, like, to be continued, and it was the audio from the fight.
Yeah. Maybe they will shut. I don't know.
Well, maybe they'll
But just- I'm sorry, if that's the most interesting thing, if violence is the most interesting you have... It's not
well good. That's why I think they didn't want to do it because yeah. It's like they didn't want to make it be about this fight that wasn't really between women that are actually on the show,
right?
But now they're like, it seems like, okay, maybe they're just floundering and they want to end the season on a good, like, good quote-unquote drama note. I don't know. I also think that it's very weird that we're about to be on episode 18 of this, and yet we only got like 16 from Beverly Hills and Salt Lake, when those two were so much better than this season.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes it, I mean, it's like, do they determine the number of episodes like in a, as like a contract before the season?
I kind of feel like shooting? They do that, because that's what I felt like when Salt Lake last year only had 16 episodes. It was the only one, which made me think that it was kind of like a test. of like, are we going to bring it back? And then they probably were like, okay, we'll greenlight 16 more. Then obviously we saw this season was crazy. So maybe next season will be longer again.
And I wonder if it's like, if they have multi-season contracts with some of them of saying, okay, well, we promise like this many episodes to this person. So we have to do that. I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
No.
But there is a little bit of tea about the season that's being filmed right now.
Who's filming?
Salt Lake.
Oh, okay. Because they told me, I'm like, they're already filming
again. No, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
No. The outfits did come out for the reunion, and everyone looks really good, I would say.
Mm.
There's a couple, like, you know, that you can assume aren't going to be like the best, but for the most part, they're all good. But the tea is that supposedly Whitney uncovered a secret about Lisa's business, implying Vita, and Lisa is threatening to sue Whitney. So Bad Leather is no more.
I forgot about Bad Leather was already there. I forgot they were.
No, Bad Leather is Heather. Bad Litney.
Bad Wisa. Wisa.
But I mean, you never know what's true about that and where it's actually going to go. But that's just the rumor.
Yeah.
That Yolanda parody posted on Twitter. So you never really know when you're getting this information who's behind it.
But it would be juicy if it was true.
I mean, I think Lisa kind of lost me last season, so I wouldn't be that mad if like people start turning on her.
Well.
All right, do you want to get into this little episode?
Yeah, let's zip it.
Okay, so we start out and we're at Mary's house, and this is just a little funny moment, but also the only moment Mary's on screen this whole episode is when she basically confronts Robert Jr. about buying his girlfriend a Prada purse with her credit card, and he's just like laughing. Like, clearly she doesn't care, I guess. But she doesn't, that person's gonna outlive your relationship. So don't just spend money on things like that anymore for her.
Right.
Which is rude, honestly. But also, can you imagine like buying a Prada purse with your mom's credit card and just not telling her?
No.
Right. Or something worth that value.
Yeah, no.
Because even if it's like a cheap one, you know that's like 2,000 plus.
Yeah.
So
we just have a concept of like money.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
we see Whitney and Justin go to dinner and they're talking about fucking later, basically. She says, like, I'm hoping to get laid tonight. Winky face. And then said something about like, remember how we used to role play?
I don't remember this part.
This is just like a very quick at the beginning. Omar is sick at Jen's house and she says, want mommy to lay in bed with you tonight and cuddle you? And he says, no, ma'am.
Yeah, it wasn't the no, it was the
no, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
And then we get a little moment of Heather talking about how Beauty Lab is making her feel like she did before she was married because she's like doing her own thing and working for herself and things like that.
Mm.
And it's very successful and they're growing, which obviously we know grows more. So.
Right long.
Okay, so then we go to Meredith's store and she's just kind of like picking up jewelry and putting down jewelry. Am I too shady with the whole store thing?
No, because she doesn't. I wouldn't even be surprised if she doesn't. I think she probably like has money, likes jewelry, hired somebody to design jewelry, had it produced, and sells it.
Yeah.
Like, okays the designs. She doesn't come across as an artist to me. She doesn't talk about her. She doesn't show her drawing. She doesn't design anything. She doesn't. Her house says nothing about an artistic person.
The bear?
Yeah, any of it.
That doesn't speak artistic person to you?
No. And, yeah, so I would just think that she paid somebody to design it. And she just sells it, which, okay. But,
yeah.
Don't act like...
like you're doing something with the jewelry.
Right.
She said she was pulling some jewelry for a stylist to come look at or something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, she's on the phone with Brooks, who's still butthurt that Seth missed his fashion show.
Yeah.
And so then Meredith's like, well, actually, Seth is coming in for our little snowboarding trip we're doing. And Brooks says, wow. And then Seth comes in and he's on the phone. And he looks at Brooks and he says, thanks for missing my show. And then he says, I'm sorry. And then he says, okay, see you later. Love you. Bye. And then we get this little talk between Meredith and Seth. It does seem like it's been a while, like maybe even like a month of no contact, except that one time we saw them talk at Brooks' fashion show.
Yeah.
And basically, they both kind of say that they felt like they needed that time away to realize how much they missed each other. And
she said all their other separations, they talked too much.
Yeah, which makes me think like...
They've been off and on for a while.
Yeah. And which kind of like would hold maybe some weight to the whole like each of them being seen with other people. Like if they were on breaks, multiple breaks.
Yeah.
There were long times. I don't know.
But they never told people apparently. Well, because Lisa doesn't even know about any of them.
True. Basically, she also says like she was afraid. Like when Seth wasn't at the Brooks thing, she was like, I just felt like I wanted you to like us to be together at something like this for our children. So I don't want that to be a thing. Like if we separate, that we just like, she doesn't want to separate. It sounds like basically. And then he says he's willing to put in 10 times the work.
They both just realized that they like each other and they miss each other.
Yeah.
And this was, I remember the first time I watched and this time again, it's like, it's kind of, what's something that's rare? Huh, I don't know. It's rare to see a housewife in this situation hit this point where it's like turning around.
Yeah.
Because normally when it gets rocky, they just, the shit sinks.
Yeah. Normally it like is rocky for a season. And then when the next season comes back, they're off.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily see the full end, but it ends.
Mm. And there's not, I mean, Karen from Tomek's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
Who's lasted?
Mm-hmm. Who came out the other side? I'm sure there's a handful, but
and Robin.
Okay. That's its own different category.
That's still going on. But when they first got on the show, they were divorcing, is what I meant. And then they got back together.
No, they were already divorced.
Yeah. But they were like living together still. And
they
still.
Never did. They never moved out of.
True. And they never stopped talking.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole separate thing.
Okay, it ends with seemingly like they both want to take it in a positive direction, and they do kiss.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because I kind of forgot it happened so fast. Like, the getting back together.
Right. All in season.
Yeah. So then we see John meeting Lisa for dinner, and she's, like, bragging about how when you own a liquor company, you can get reservations anywhere. And I was like, bitch, no one was in that restaurant. Did you not think that?
No, I didn't think that.
She said, the bartender's like, what do you want? And she's like, tell Ian to make whatever he's feeling. Like, she knows every bartender's name in the city.
Yeah. I didn't think about that either. Just very Lisa.
Yeah. So they bring up Sundance again, and John is basically like, I don't want to take on any new projects. And she's like, okay, but if a new... She's like, I agree, but if a new project comes along, I'm going to take it. Yeah. Basically. And John's like, maybe we just have a work cut off at like 11 p.m. or something like that. And she's like, if someone texts me at 11 p.m., I have to respond.
For that. And I think they were talking about Sundance specifically.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was kind of shocking to me. Because even if it's true, most people would never say that their kids don't come first.
Yeah.
And they both were very, like, okay with saying work is first, then kids.
He literally said, like, I think right now it's work. And she's like, yeah. And then kids. Yeah.
And then them.
And then them at the bottom. Their relationship at the bottom, basically. Right. And Lisa takes that as, like, okay, we should bring the kids into the business.
Right.
Not we should, like, leave time for the kids aside from the business.
Right.
But John does say, okay, I agree too. But he does feel like he's missing out on a relationship with the kids, basically, because of too much working.
And then later she's crying about it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but you also are self-aware.
Yeah. But she's not that self-aware. Because...
She acts self-aware.
She literally, like, they go to a confessional and she's on her phone. And then she's like, I can literally be on my phone and like singing Britney Spears in my head and then like still know what you're saying. And then the producer's like, okay, so how was dinner? And she's like, Wait, did you say, can you repeat that?
Yeah.
That was shady. Like, it, there wasn't even a cut in there, I don't think.
Or the scene from the last episode where...
when she's on the phone.
Yeah, and he comes in and it's like trying to talk to her and she just doesn't even look up from it.
Yeah.
She's a little DeLulu.
She is.
Yeah. But also, I mean, the thing is that for them, in a traditional like relationship, she is doing what the man normally, like in Seth and Meredith, like, okay, fine. They both have businesses, but Seth is like the breadiest winner.
Yeah.
And Meredith was like more with the kids and has her own business, but like the dynamic is saying he's career focused and she's family focused.
Yeah.
So in this case, it's like they're, if it's doing too much, Lisa can be career focused and John can be family focused.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like they should just do. Like, he shouldn't have to work as much and he can take care of the kids.
Yeah. And that's what it sounds like he was saying he wants. But I don't know. We kind of never really like get away from the same dynamic with all them, it seems.
Yeah.
So then we have a really difficult talk, which is Whitney and Justin going to the sober living house where her dad is. And they basically are saying that he like got really upset because they said they were going to put a roommate in his room and that he wanted to leave the program, which also makes me think, I don't know, that makes my mind go to other things. Like, what are you doing in there if you don't want a roommate?
Right.
Like, are you sneaking things in?
Uh-huh.
So then
they never talk about why he doesn't want one.
Exactly.
Besides the fact that he's like older.
He said he's older and he doesn't want a roommate, but it's like, you're also in a sober living house where you literally can't be on your own. And so you're saying you need to be on your own. It just feels a little suspicious, I would say.
Yeah. Also, he told her that his counselor said that he was ready last episode, that he was ready to go. And then now they're all sitting with the counselor and she's not saying that.
Yeah, exactly. But also, she never really says one word. She doesn't really say anything like, you should stay here.
Yeah, but that's probably part of... I'm sure that's... Okay, well, they may not have aired it, but also there could be something part of their procedures where, like, you're not supposed to say that to people.
True.
Like, scare people away or something.
But it's also probably not part of their procedure to say, you're cleared. You can leave after 20 days, even though it's a 90-day program.
Yeah, but she never said that.
Yeah, he just made that up, you think?
Yeah, very loud. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He said she said that, and now she's on TV, and she is not saying that.
True.
In fact, they're saying, you should say...
Yeah. He also, so basically his whole thing is he's trying to be like, I'm ready to start my life again. I want to like have a career and all this stuff. And Whitney is kind of like, well,
with whose
how are you going to pay with that? How are you going to pay for that?
Because it's not going
to
be me.
Yeah. She's like, you can't just come out of here and open a salon. Like, you need to like get a job and like maybe you can keep staying in this, like, in a perfect, like, I would want you to keep staying in the sober living place and also get some kind of job so that once you're done with this program, you have a little bit of money and then you can do with that what you want to do or whatever. And she's like, it sounds like what you're saying is you're going to need someone to help you with money. And he's like, yeah. Kind of like saying like, yeah, you're going to need to help me. Yeah. If you can't,
wink.
You can't see the visuals, Travis winked.
Yeah.
But then we do see Whitney in her confessional say that he guilt tripped her by saying, here's all the things I've ever paid for you in your life, down to like small things.
Yeah.
So I need you to pay for my $30,000 rehab.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
And then he obviously
relapsed.
And then now here he is saying he wants to leave this program early and is going to need money from them to start a business. This is basically what he's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So Whitney basically is like, in a perfect world, I would give you money. But right now we're not at that place because you feel like you're entitled to it. And I wish I could just like, I'm invest. Not going to just give you
I want to invest because I want to invest.
Yeah.
Which also is like, he had a multi-million dollar business before, ran it into the ground because of his addiction. Mm-hmm. So why would you invest now? You're not showing that you're committed to so
even doing right, 90 days.
You're just going to do it again.
Yeah. So they basically come to an agreement of like, yeah, let's
like that he's gonna stay, I guess, and try to make money there.
Also, I'm sure people know this, but like, just because if you have children, like that's a choice, and you know they're gonna cost money.
Yeah.
And it's your like responsibility to raise them and provide for them. So you don't get to like hold that over. So I didn't ask you to have me.
True.
Okay.
So you're saying, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
So don't play that game with me. You played yourself.
It's just because he's, I mean, it's like a, it's manipulation.
No, I know, but I'm saying,
I don't think he actually necessarily feels, but I'm like that, but he's just using it as an excuse to get her to give her money.
And I'm just talking about it. It's extra fucked up.
Yeah, it is. So they basically agree that he would like to have a like life with them and with the children as a granddad and all this stuff. But they don't really say whether he officially stays or goes as of now.
Yeah.
I mean, we know things don't get better in the long run, but I don't remember if they ever tell if he ends up staying or if he,
I feel like we don't see much more of him. And then at the reunion, it's like an update and it's not good.
That's what it is. I
think like he disappeared.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we go to, they're about to get snowmobiling. They get suited up. Jen makes a comment in her confessional about basically like Seth. He can come for the snowmobiling, but can't come for the fashion show. So Jen is still very like, why? She thinks they're putting on too much of an act, which I think anybody maybe would think if they told her she's on a break and then like now they're acting like this, but she doesn't know the little scene that we just saw in the jewelry business place.
Yeah. Which is the reason people say you shouldn't comment
right
on other people's relationships sometimes, because you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
True. Heather makes like a comment because she gets put on a snowmobile by herself because she's the only one without a significant other. And she says she's happy being a single rider because just like in sex, it's better to do it by yourself.
More rewarding.
Yes. Yeah, more rewarding.
Which I just feel like was kind of sad.
So they drive to the top of this mountain. Then they all go snowmobiling for a little bit. And then they have a picnic, which... it's kind of crazy to me. I guess it's just like when you're in Utah, you're used to it. But like, I wouldn't, if it snowed, I wouldn't leave the house. But when it snows there, they like bring a picnic blanket and just sit on the snow. Is that crazy to think about?
Yeah.
Especially like rich housewives. Like that just means this is something people do. Like there's so few times there's grass. It's like, I guess we're going out in it.
We'll go sit on the snow.
Yeah.
Also seeing fire and snow is pretty wild. Just like a bowl of snow, and then there's like sticks and there's fire in it.
I kind of feel that way when they're in the hot tub too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just feel sad that Heather is like in her 40s and
is saying that.
It's like obvious, then is just basically saying she's never really had like
good sex.
Yeah.
So then they kind of talk a little bit more about how Coach is there, but only for one night, and about how Jen is like upset about that and doesn't like that he's gone so long, so often, which is basically her storyline for this season and next season, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And so they basically, they were talking about how when they first met, he was like, can we go out dancing? And she's like, yeah, but just so you know, all my cousins come too. And like he said 20, but then later he said 40. I mean, yeah. It sounds like they're exaggerating, but it is kind of funny imagining like, you're like, can you go on a date? And she's like, sure. And then 20 people show up. And yeah. He said they even went to dinner and they had to pay for all 20 people.
I was going
to
say he paid for all of them. That's crazy.
And she's like, well, I just need it. Like, that's the test. If you like my family, then you can, and my family likes you, then we'll get together or whatever. And so then also, if you hear any,
I can't imagine going on a date in front of that many people in my family.
That's crazy.
It's like a little embarrassing.
It's like a game show almost.
Yeah.
Like one person is being judged by all these other people. It's also, if you hear a little ringing or rattling, the dog and the cat.
You already know.
Playing. They already know. But I'm not sure if it picks up on these microphones or not. So just putting it out there. But basically Coach Shaw is like, you guys should come to like over to our place tonight. And Lisa's like, are we going to kill your mojo?
I thought this was so weird.
Like they're going to fuck all night because they're down.
It was just like, is this what do people like? I don't know. That just seems like a weird. I wouldn't be like. I mean, I maybe I would say, like,
I don't want to impose if it's your one night here, if you want to spend it with your wife.
Yeah.
But she did imply like sex.
Mojo.
Yeah.
It's just a very like, I mean, obviously you could think that, but I would never say that in a group setting.
Sometimes especially these people are just all weird. Sometimes.
I'm like, is this what straight people do? Like, I don't understand.
Well, that's all Seth talks about. So.
Yeah. They're very like. But they're all really, I don't know. It's just bizarre to me. I was like. Okay, you're basically like, are we keeping you from your fornications? You know, it's like, what? Why are you saying that?
Yeah. So then they're all about to,
and then he has to say, "Don't worry, we're gonna fuck later. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
that's don't worry about that, mama. It's all right, mama." Like, this is so weird.
It is weird. So then Heather or Whitney pulls Heather aside and is kind of like, Jen was saying like some stuff about Meredith's marriage. And she basically said, like, we should ask her about it. And they're like, I'm not asking her about it. But also, Jen has told me stuff about their marriage and even showed me a picture of Meredith with another guy.
Yeah.
That's clearly not Seth. But then they kind of are both like, well, maybe something's going on where they're open or they were on a break. But either way, it's none of our business. And that's where they come to on that.
Yeah, Heather was a real one for this scene.
Yeah.
Although I guess housewives should be speculating, but but I think but she was smart. I mean, she was like, listen, I'm not getting involved. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
If she ain't bringing it up, I'm not bringing it up.
Yeah. But I also, like, it does come up again. So, you know, I don't remember who brings it up.
But I will say, I think, actually, I know I said housewives should be speculating, but typically when other housewives are get like talking about other people's marriages, it doesn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
From a participation and a viewer standpoint.
But I think there is like a duty almost as a housewife to bring up that Jen said it. Like maybe don't say like maybe
talk about the yeah.
Talk about the fact that Jen is trying to spread the rumors.
Exactly. That's
not
true.
Not what the rumors are.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Meredith, Seth, Lisa, and Justin all go after to Jen's place, but the rest have to not because they have something else to do. So Coach Shaw asks Seth if he wants juice, and he's like, I'm not Mormon, I want a drink. But then later, like a couple of seconds later, when they all sit down, Seth's like, oh wait, do Muslims not drink alcohol at all? And he's like, no. And then he's like,
although I mean, Jen converted and she does.
That's true. But he also was kind of like,
well, I guess
he's comparing it to Mormonism, basically.
Yeah, like devout or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, can you guys drink like caffeine? Like Mormons can't drink caffeine. And he's like, yeah, we can drink caffeine. What about sex before marriage? And he says, no. And then he says, what about multiple wives? And he says, it's still permissible. And then Jen's like, it's not permissible.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was saying it like that. He was just saying, like, technically in the religion, like people do.
Yeah.
That's all he meant.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's permissible. I don't know if people do, but.
I don't know either.
So then he kind of is like, oh, by the way, Lisa and John, like, what's the whole thing about, like, are you at odds with your religion by having an alcohol company? And this is when Lisa says that she is not culturally Mormon. She just believes in the religion part of it, but not the rule part of it. What do you think of that? Do you think they like automatically go hand in hand?
Sometimes. I don't know if the abstaining from like those types of substances is in the Book of Latter-day Saints. I don't think it's in, I mean, it's not in the Old or New Testament.
Right.
Like Jesus made wine, I mean.
Yeah, right, they drink.
So I would say if it's not in their book that they added, then it is cultural.
But I would assume it is in their book.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what differentiates like Christian from Mormon, is that they have another book. And I would guess in that book is where it's
all the stuff
about alcohol and
I know it's a guess. So that's what I'm saying is like, if it's in the book, then she's wrong. If it's not in the book, then she's right.
I think it is in the book. So then, basically, she's just saying she's Christian.
Very that.
But also, I mean, you know, you're not supposed to overdrink or what. I don't know what all it says in the actual Bible, but all these churches like say things and people do them anyway.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. This she's Mormon.
Adultery.
Mormon 2.0.
Yeah. She's
it's her religion.
Fiscally conservative.
Oh god.
Culturally liberal. Is that what it is?
Socially
liberal. Socially, yeah.
That's what people say.
Okay, so then she didn't actually say that part, by the way. Although we do think, I mean, she does donate to Republican parties, so according to Twitter. But she didn't say that part here. All she's ever here was that she kind of made it.
She's had multiple close friends that have said, I say close friends, multiple acquaintances that have expressed racist and or
worn Let's Go Brandon shirts.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So there was a little tiny joke in here that I liked where Jen said, it's more like the church of Lisa. And then Seth is like, well, if you go to church with me, we'd have a party. We'd lift you on a chair. We'd be drinking alcohol. And Meredith's like, it's called temple.
Yeah. I was like, okay. This is very unserious.
Yeah. But I do kind of miss like in the old days when the husbands would hang out and the wives would hang out.
Yeah. It was giving a New Jersey like vibe.
Yeah. So Jen basically announces like, okay, the girls are going to the hot tub. The guys are going to go play
pool.
What were they playing? Shuffleboard.
I totally rewrote that in my brain. Wait, no, I think they played pool too, didn't they? Or was it all shuffleboard?
I think it was all shuffleboard.
Oh, I inserted fake memories. Wow. Editing on the fly, baby.
But yeah, I kind of miss when like, because they did that a couple times in the second season too. Like all the husbands went out with each other.
Yeah.
And they like brought camera crew to that too.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe things have changed now that there's not that as many husbands.
Yeah, it's not fair.
So the girls basically go to the hot tub and Lisa's talking about like if Coach Shaw minds spending the day with the girls when it's his only day here. And Jen's like, no, whatever. But I am scared when Omar goes to college and he's gone all the time, like what my life is going to be like when I'm all by myself. And then we cut back inside and Sharif says that Jen works harder than he does, but that for her job, she also travels a lot and is kind of all over the world. But then she gets mad that he can't go with her. But then he's like, but I can't be mad that I can't go with you or that you can't come with me. Like, it's kind of like they're both saying that they have to travel for work, but Jen wishes he could just not and come with her.
But he also said that his was like, even though he doesn't work as much as her, he has to be in certain locations.
Like at certain times.
Where Jen does it.
That's true. And then we go back to the hot tub where Jen says that he had to miss her dad's funeral again because of working. And I was like,
yeah, no.
Isn't he college?
Mm-hmm.
So he has to miss a funeral to go to a high school basketball game because he's a recruiter.
I don't know that he just does recruiting. I thought he was a coach as well.
It just is a little crazy. We talked about this before.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. There's no organization should tell you can't be at a close relative's funeral. Well, I would say any relative's funeral, but like, especially not your, father. I mean, you're legally married. That's your legal, like, father. Yeah, so no.
So then we get John saying that Lisa, he's basically like, yeah, Lisa works all the time too. In fact, she'll literally be like, will you drive me to go get a Diet Coke so that she can just work in the car, but like be next to him while she's working.
She just considers that together time.
Yeah. But he's like, it's only together time because she can't drive and work at the same time.
Yeah.
So she needs him to do it.
Yeah.
Which is also just funny. I'm like, girl, just at this point, you're rich. Just buy like a Coke machine. One of those. Buy like a on tap
yeah
thing
and get something. The syrup
yeah uh-huh. Don't just drive to the gas station every time.
Exactly. I agree.
So then,
get an assistant.
Or that, yeah. Or DoorDash. Ever heard of it?
Mm-mm. An assistant will be cheaper than DoorDash.
I mean, true, but she doesn't need it, apparently. Anyway, if she gets in glam every single day, she can have someone DoorDash or Diet Coke every day, is all I'm saying.
T.
So then Jen, or Coach is saying that Jen is really reactionary and she'll like say things that cut him really deep. But then, like, kind of like when she gets into an argument, and we obviously have seen this, she'll say the thing that she knows is going to cut him the deepest.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith says that it's the small things that make a difference, like even just traveling with her for a couple of days a month, or her traveling with him a couple of days a month, things like that. But Jen is kind of like, why are you, in her confessional, like, why are you giving marriage advice when yours is the one that's not together or whatever?
I mean, that's fair.
And so then, oh, so then Jen kind of asked her, like, what is going to go on with your all's relationship? Like, what's your relationship like right now or whatever? And she said that in her confessional, she's kind of like, I don't necessarily want to say one way or another what's going to happen to these girls yet, because I myself don't really know exactly where it's going. And I'd rather, like, not be like, we're in a really good place, and then fall out and have to explain that later, than to just say, like, we're moving in a direction, but, like, we don't know where it's going yet.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where she ends that. But Jen says, or Lisa was like, Meredith, would you die if he was with someone else? And Meredith says she would kind of be like, it would hurt her a little bit to see that. And Jen says, are you working on getting back together? And then she says, let's just say we're trying to commit to making it work right now. And then Jen says she doesn't like acting like their marriage is perfect, and she feels like they're kind of, she's kind of casting stones at Jen's marriage, which I didn't really get that from the hot tub scene, but that's just what Jen, how Jen takes it.
Yeah, I don't either. And I get what she was saying about, like, she's being vulnerable, like, as a show of, like, I can share, you can share. But I don't think, like, just because you're willing to talk about certain things doesn't mean other people will be. Also, you're saying you're being, like, you want to get the deets, but, like, you're the one that's talking about her on the side.
Yeah.
So you're not, like, this isn't fully altruistic.
Oh, yeah. Nothing is with this woman, honestly.
Yeah, so whatever.
Okay, so then we get the next time on. It looks like we see, like, Brooke saying something weird, like, oh, well, if you guys are going to get back together, just remember your room's right above mine, so don't have sex there. Which is just so weird to say to your parents.
Yeah.
They're just really a lot more open with talking about that, I guess, than most families.
Other families, I should say. I did not grow up in that environment, and I guess you didn't either, but
yeah.
Parents may be more open about things. I don't know.
We see, so Jen is hosting the birthday party for Sharif, and Mary is crying on the phone with Robert because she didn't get the invite. Which I don't remember her getting that emotional about that.
Yeah. Nobody likes to be, even if it's the person you don't like. But it's like you can't participate with the whole group because you're on the ass with one person.
And, like, she knows it's filming time too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to miss one of the big events.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Whitney getting really drunk and saying something to Jen, but I don't really remember exactly what she says, but it's going to come out on this next episode. And then we're going to get...
It was a safe thing. It was the, you don't... Lisa and Meredith said they don't feel safe talking to you.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then for some reason, Jen throws the glass and says, shut the fuck up about Mary. So I don't really remember how those two correlate with each other, of, like, what they were saying and Mary being the one, the reason, but for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
But also somebody talks to you and you throw a glass, so.
Yeah. What do they say? There's some lyrics. It's like, you have your name in my mouth, my name in your mouth. So clearly you care, or something like that. I don't remember. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't either.
So I just mean, like, clearly you're bothered because you've got Mary's name in your mouth at all times.
Yeah.
And that's where we leave it. So how did you feel about this episode?
I kind of, it wasn't as lackluster as the previous two, but it was kind of boring. But I did like that they talked more about like the, they did get into some more like serious topics.
Yeah, like Whitney's.
It was nice to see, you know, Meredith and Heather, I mean, Meredith and Seth turn a corner.
Yeah.
It was.
And I feel like Justin is very supportive of this whole thing, too. I didn't say that. I meant to say that back when we were talking about that. But he's just very much like, you got this. It's okay. Say what's on your mind.
Very that. And they did fun things. So, I mean, it was fine. I liked it.
Who do you think's winning this season so far for you?
Ooh, I don't know if I can say
we're
that,
like probably
honestly,
midway through, so.
Because, you know, we just know too much about what happens in the future.
I would say, honestly, at this moment, Meredith's winning the season for me.
I would agree with that.
She's being vulnerable. I always thought, a lot of the events are about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like she has the biggest storyline right now, honestly. And it's still, and guess what? Her name's in everyone's mouth.
Yeah. I can agree with that. Yeah.
All right. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode before we wrap it up?
No Chick-fil-A sauce.
Why is that? No Chick-fil-A sauce? If you haven't seen that, tune into TikTok. Anywhere, it's there. Okay, so just a quick reminder, I started another podcast with my friend called Culture, spelled with a Q, Q-U-L-T-U-R-E, and it's a podcast about all the shows I watch, not just Housewives, but all the shows I watched that week. We normally watch the same shows together, so a lot of reality, a lot of Housewives, Survivor, Drag Race, but also some scripted shows in there too. So if you're into those shows, which I know you are because you're listening to this one, definitely check that out. It's, again, Q-U-L-T-U-R-E, Culture, and it is linked on our Spotify page here as well. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us 5 stars, do all the things, share it with your Salt Lake City friends. And I also put up a question on every Spotify listing, so you can answer some stuff there, answer those questions in those polls. And if you really want to connect with us, follow us on Instagram at Privilege Twinks. And I think that's my whole spiel.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. We honestly, I was really nervous about doing this off season, because we've never really done this before. But we actually have like a pretty good amount of listeners, like almost the same as during regular season. So I'm really happy that you guys are still tuning in and listening. And yeah, we're just very grateful for you guys too. So
yeah,
thanks for putting us in your ears every week.
Yeah, I'm putting up with Jen again.
Even though you don't like her, some people still like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we will see you guys next week with episode 9. And this comes out every Wednesday. So listen to it. Watch the episode 9 before next Wednesday if you want to be caught up with where we are. And I'm Tyler.
I'm Dravi.
And this is Privilege Twinks.
Goodbye. Thank you
so much. Goodbye.